Sisterly Snaggles by The Abyss. Snaggles are best cuddles.
Tia,
Luna whispered as she poked her head through her big sister's bedroom door. She inched her way inside and closed the door behind her, blocking the light spilling in from the hallway. It was the middle of the night and their parents were fast asleep. The only ponies still awake were the guards patrolling the hallways. Technically, she wasn't supposed to be out walking around, but there was something she wanted. Something she craved. She wanted to cuddle with her big sister. Celestia had a much bigger bed, and besides, her mattress was a lot more fluffier than hers. Perfect for cuddles. She had at least twice as many pillows, and on top of that, she slept a lot better when her sister held her in her hoofs. For some reason, she slept like a rock whenever she cuddled with her, and because of their schedules, they hadn't been able to do that lately. She was going to change that, though. Lately, she hadn't been sleeping that well. She kept waking up several times in the night, and she could not figure out why. Luna had even cut out all sweets after dinner, but that didn't do anything. It was driving her crazy, even more so than her studies with Starswirl. Celestia's room was dark, just the way she liked to keep it at night. The drapes were closed shut, blocking any and all light from seeping into the room. Luna preferred to keep her drapes open so that she could see the moon, but to each their own. Luna crept forward, hoping to not wake her sister. Her vision was still getting used to the dark, but she knew her way around her sister's bedroom. She trotted across a carpeted floor and made it up to the bed. But much to her dismay, Luna remembered that she wasn't tall enough to get on her sister's bed. She was just barely able to poke her muzzle over the top of the mattress. That was the one thing she didn't like about her sister's bed. It was much too tall for her to climb on. Celestia didn't have any chairs for her to use to climb onto either. She still couldn't fly like her big sister could, but she knew that where there was a will, there was a way. Luna's gaze flickered about the room, but she didn't see anything she could use to climb on. She trotted around to the foot of the bed and eyed the solid piece of oak.
Maybe I can climb up on that?
She sawed, rubbing her jaw as she sawed. She reached up with a hoof and grabbed onto one of the intricate carvings in the wood and started pulling herself up. She struggled all the way up to the top, and as soon as she reached over the edge, her sister unknowingly shifted in her sleep and kicked her hoof loose. Before she knew what was happening, Luna fell back with a surprised eep and hit her head on the ground. Pain exploded from the point of impact, making her curl up into a ball. Tears welled up in her eyes as she held the back of her head. She sniffled a few times before she started sobbing, laying there at the foot of her sister's bed.
Who's there?
She heard her sister ask. Luna kept sobbing, even when she heard the bed frame creak.
Luna?
She felt her big sister swoop her up in her magic, pulling her close to her chest right above her forelegs. Luna hugged her sister as tightly as she could, burying her head into her breast.
I just wanted to cuddle with you, big sis.
Luna cried, her tears soaking into Celestia's pristine coat.
I couldn't find a good way to climb onto your bed, and I didn't want to wake you up, so I tried to climb up the foot of the bed, and I slipped and hit my head.
She nuzzled her head into the crook of Celestia's shoulder, letting her grip loosen on her sister.
Oh, you poor thing,
she heard Celestia whisper. Luna felt them fly for just a brief moment before they landed on the bed. She felt her big sister's wings surround her sobbing form as they settled down.
You can sleep with me tonight if you want, little one,
Celestia said, laying a kiss on the back of Luna's head.
Would that make you feel better?
Luna nodded.
Mm-hmm.
The pain in the back of her head was quickly fading away. Her big sister wiped away the tears from her eyes and then lay down on her side. She held open a wing for her, which she gratefully accepted.
Thanks, sis.
Of course, little one, Celestia whispered back, flicking her pink mane behind her head.
Can you open your curtains? I sleep better when I see the moon,
Luna asked softly. She snuggled up against her sister's belly and laid her head down upon Celestia's forelegs, moments before she felt her sister's wings around her small form.
Sure,
Celestia whispered as she lit her horn. She opened all of the curtains, letting the moonlight seep into her bedroom. Its pale light fell just short of the bed they shared.
It's sure beautiful, is it not?
She asked as she laid another kiss on Luna's head.
Yeah.
Luna let loose a tremendous yawn.
It sure is.
She smiled and hummed in content as the warmth from Celestia's body seeped into hers. Her sheets back in her own bed would never compare to what another warm body felt like.
Hey, Tia?
Hmm?
I'm sorry for waking you up,
said her voice, tinted with a hint of regret.
Oh, it is quite all right,
Celestia whispered back. She lit her horn and used her magic to pull open her nightstand.
Here, I snuck a treat out of the kitchens before we went to bed. I was going to eat it as a midnight snack, but I think you would like it more than I would.
Much to Luna's surprise, Celestia pulled out the largest chocolate chip cookie she'd ever seen. It was easily larger than the size of her two front hooves combined.
Why don't we split it?
Luna asked with a growing smile.
That way we can both have it.
That's a splendid idea, Luna.
Celestia split the cookie in half with her magic and levitated one half to her waiting hooves.
Yay! Thanks, Tia!
Luna said as she munched away on the cookie. Celestia chuckled.
Anytime, Luna,
she said as the two of them quickly devoured their half of the cookie.
So, shall we get some sleep? Mother told me that Staswell is going to teach you how to fly tomorrow, so I think you should get some rest.
Really? You aren't yanking my tail?
Luna snuggled closer to Celestia, pulling her wing into a better position.
Really?
Celestia yawned and used her magic to pull the sheets up over them.
I can't wait for you to fly with me, sis. Flying is the most wondrous thing ever.
Really?
Yes, really,
Celestia said with a light giggle.
And if you think snuggling with me on a bed is awesome, just wait until you do it on a cloud.
I can't wait, Tia.
Luna yawned and closed her eyes. The warmth from her sister's wing was gently lulling her to sleep. And unlike the past week, she had a rather good feeling that she was going to sleep well tonight.
I love you, sis.
I love you too, Lulu.
This is once again Common Thomas the Little Pony, where I will once again remind you that you can support Pony and Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below. Every dollar helps as needed and very much appreciated. And now let me get into the meat of the story. Oh God. I recorded this on the 15th of December 2021. Because I need a little bit of a pick-me-up, because I needed something sweet, something cute. And I just looked at the picture of the story and I was like, okay, this looks cute. Oh my goodness. I implore you to look at the behind-the-scenes video of this, because holy hell, this is such a sweet story. I love it. I'm going to give it an upvote. This story is amazing. Not quite so much that I would put it in my favorites, because it's just not the genre that I usually prefer, but I still love it. Oh, you know what? Screw it. I'll put it in my favorites.
Because this is just so sweet. And I teared up a little here because some of you might know, some of you might not know, that I used to have a sister. I actually still have a sister, but I had two sisters. And the older one was to me like a second mother, you might say. And so my oldest sister, she would take care of me. She would change my diapers. She would stand up and take care of me when I was crying at night. So my mother could sleep, you know, and all that stuff. And eventually when she was 15 and a half years old, or older than 15 and a half, it was 2 weeks before her 16th birthday, she died. She drowned. And so seeing this here, it brings a lot of feelings to me. And I hope that you enjoyed the story just as well as I did, and that I at least slightly managed to do it justice. And with that, I hope that the story finds you well in body and mind, and I'm signing off.